马太十六章。
Matthew chapter 16. Verse 18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The gates of Hades will not overcome
it. 然后我们看加拉太书。
And then Galatians.Galatians chapter 2,
第九节
verse 9.
又知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就向我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼。
And recognizing the grace that had been given to me, James and Cephas and John, who were reputed to be pillars, gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
我们特别注意这里有一个很特别的句子，就是教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰。
We want to pay special attention to the fact of James and Cephas and John, who were to be pillars.
然后我们再回到约翰福音第一章。
And then let us return to the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
五十一节。
Verse 51.
又说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了。神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
我们再低头有些简单的祷告。
Let us bow with a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，今天早晨你又召集我们。
Lord, we thank you that once again you have gathered us.
我们在你的脚前。
We are here before your feet.
像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
但我们真能够听见你的声音。
May we really be able to hear your voice.
叫我们好起来，把我们自己更多的奉献给你。
That we may rise up and consecrate ourselves more to you.
主啊，我们求你今天早晨赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
So we ask that you may give us this morning a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们真明白你在这个时代所要做的工作。
That we may truly understand what you want to do in this generation.
我们求你继续做你荣耀的工作。
Lord, may you continue your glorious work.
我们知道你要得着一个荣耀的教会。
Lord, we know you want to gain for yourself a glorious church.
在你回来以前献给你自己。
Before you return, to present to yourself.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Holy and blameless.
这些话是重大我们测不透的。
These are great words and something we cannot fully comprehend.
我们需要求你启示给我们。
Lord, we need your revelation.
叫我们真实能看见。
That we may truly see.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray in Jesus' dear name.
Amen. 我们昨天早晨已经说过，我们的主在地上他怎么建造他的教会。
Yesterday morning we already spoke about how the Lord built his church on the earth.
主说他要建造他的教会在这磐石上。
The Lord said, I will build my church upon this rock.
那么主怎么做呢？
Now, how was the Lord going to do this?
我们要看四福音所启示的历史。
We have to look at the history revealed in the gospel.
我们要问说，到底主来到地上，他是怎么做的？
We want to ask, how did the Lord do this in history?
所以约翰福音给我们看见，主最早遇见了五个门徒。
So the Gospel of John shows us how the Lord met first five disciples.
在约旦河外的伯大尼。
In the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
主就给他们启示。
The Lord gave them revelation.
当然主呼召他们来跟从我。
Of course the Lord called them and said, come follow me.
但是在跟随主以前。
But before they followed the Lord.
主要他们有很清楚的意象。
The Lord wants them to see a clear vision.
他们基本上最少要看见两件事。
They have to see two things.
第一就是看那神的羔羊。
First was, behold the Lamb of God.
我们的主就是神的羔羊。
Our Lord is the Lamb of God.
这就叫我们想起亚伯拉罕的故事。
This reminds us of the story of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕要献以撒的时候。
When Abraham was going to offer up
Isaac. 他们两个一起走。
They walked together.
柴火都预备好了。
And they prepared the wood and the fire.
以撒问一个问题说，羔羊在哪里？
And Isaac asked the question, where is the lamb?
燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢？
Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
亚伯拉罕说，神必预备。
Abraham said, God will provide.
果然在摩利亚山上，神预备一只羔羊。
And indeed, on Mount Moriah, God provided.
所以在整本旧约历史里面，
so in the whole history of the Old Testament,
因为以色列人他们有罪的时候是牵牛牵羊来到祭司的跟前，
because when the people of Israel, when they sinned, they would bring sheep and oxen before the priest.
所以我们看到说他们的罪都被牛和羊的血遮盖了，
so we know that their sins are covered by the blood of the ox.
神好像看不见一样，
as if God cannot see the sin anymore.
但是问题就是罪仍旧存在，
but the problem is that sin still existed.
牛和羊的血只能够遮盖罪，不能除去罪。
The blood of sheep and oxen can only cover sin, cannot take away sin.
他们等候一位弥赛亚。
They were waiting for the Messiah.
等候一位救主。
They were waiting for a Savior.
等到这位救主来的时候。
And when the Savior came,
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他要除去世人罪孽。
He was going to remove the sins of the world.
所以整个旧约的，在旧约时代的人。
So all the people in the Old Testament.
包括约翰跟安德烈。
Including John and Andrew.
他们心中都问一个问题，羔羊在哪里？
They all ask the question, where is the lamb?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当许多人里面都有这个问题的时候，
As many people have this question in their heart.
结果施洗约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
And John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
所以他们就跟随主了。
So then they followed the Lord.
他们就做了羔羊跟随的人。
They became ones who followed the Lamb.
但这只是一面。
But this is only one aspect.
还有一面就是他们要看见，有你们将看要将要看见天开了。
The other aspect is you will see the heavens open.
神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And the angels of God descending and ascending upon the Son of Man.
那么这个当然讲到我们的主是神的天梯。
This speaks about our Lord as being the heavenly ladder.
神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God.
除去世人的罪孽，
that takes away the sin of the world.
是罪叫人与神分开。
It is sin that causes man and God to be separated.
是神的羔羊，我们的主在十字架上。
It is the Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus.
他叫我们能与神和好。
He allowed for us to be reconciled with the Father.
现在我们能与神近到不能够再近。
Now we're so close to God, closer than any time before.
亲到不能够再近。
It can't be even closer.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
罪也叫天跟地分开。
Sin also separated heaven and earth.
人堕落以后，天跟地不知道离开有多远。
After man fell, heaven is so far away from earth.
天乃是遥远的一个梦。
Heaven is but a dream that is far away.
大家都知道天是何等的美好。
Everyone knows how wonderful heaven is.
但是罪叫天跟地分开。
But sin caused heaven and earth to be separated.
在十字架上。
On the cross.
我们的主一面叫我们与神和好。
On the one hand, he allowed us to be reconciled to God.
另一面叫地跟天重新的连接。
Also allowed earth and heaven to be united again.
那弟兄姊妹，这是雅各的故事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the story of Jacob.
当我们看见神的羔羊的时候。
When we see the Lamb of God.
这是亚伯拉罕跟以撒的故事。
This is the story of Abraham and Isaac.
你知道说亚伯拉罕果然在摩利亚山上把以撒献上。
You know that Abraham offered Isaac on Mount Moriah.
当然我们知道说这是神的试验。
And we know that this is the test of God.
最后神预备了一只羔羊。
And then lastly, God prepared the lamb.
但是无论如何，这里告诉我们父神的心。
But here it tells us about the Father's heart.
亚伯拉罕预表我们天上的父。
Abraham speaks about our heavenly Father.
而这个以撒预表我们的主。
Isaac speaks about our Lord.
所以在2000年前。
2000 years ago.
神果然没有留下一样好处不给我们这些。
God indeed did not withhold any of the spiritual blessings.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
甚至将他独生子在十字架上赐给了我们。
That he gave his only begotten son on the cross for us.
那就是摩利亚山。
That's the story of Mount Moriah.
因为哥哥他山是摩利亚山的一部分。
Because Mount Golgotha is only a part of Mount Moriah.
摩利亚山是南北向的山。
Mount Moriah is north and southward.
最北是最高的。
And towards the north, it's the highest.
最南是最低的。
And then towards the south, it's the lowest.
最北的部分是哥哥他山。
The northernmost part is Golgotha.
中间的就是圣殿山。
The center part is the Temple Mount.
最低的就是锡安山。
The lowest part is Mount Zion.
锡安山也好。
Mount Zion.
圣殿山也好。
Mount Moriah.
Temple Mount.
Or Temple Mount.
或者是哥哥他也好。
Or Golgotha.
他们通通是在摩利亚山。
They are all on Mount Moriah.
所以哥哥他的故事。
So the story of Golgotha.
神怎样不吝惜他的儿子。
How the son, the father did not spare his son.
为我们在十字架上。
On the cross.
完成了救赎的工作。
For us, he completed the work of redemption.
他果然是神的羔羊。
He is indeed the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪孽。
That takes away the sin of the world.
主建造他的教会。
The Lord built his church.
那个根基和基础是在十字架上。
That foundation was on the cross.
当兵丁砸主耶稣肋旁的时候。
As the soldiers put a spear to the Lord's
side. 你看有血和水从主的肋旁流出来。
You saw how blood and water came forth from his side.
我们的神怎样在亚当肋旁取出一根肋骨来创造了夏娃。
How our God took something out of the side of Adam to create Eve.
我们的主也借着在哥哥他山，在我们的主钉十字架的时候，从他肋旁也流出来的水，就建造了他的教会。
And through what flowed forth from the side of our Lord Jesus, our God took that and formed the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and
sisters, 你看见这个就是那个磐石。
This is that rock.
因为我们的主是永久的磐石。
Because our Lord is that eternal rock.
在十字架上为我们裂开。
On the cross, he was broken for us.
因为我们的罪都归在他身上。
Because all of our sins were upon him.
神愤怒的杖就落在他儿子的身上。
And the staff of wrath of our God laid upon him.
结果永久的磐石就为我们裂开了。
So that eternal rock was cleft for us.
从他肋旁就流出活水来。
And from his side go forth living water.
所以主说，我要把我的教教会建造在这磐石。
So that's why the Lord Jesus said, "I will build my church upon this rock."
哪里你看见磐石裂开
？Wherever you see the rock is broken.
哪里你看见十字架上有血流出来
？Wherever you see
有血和水流出来
？There is water and blood flowing from the cross.
这个就是教会，这就是我们的主建造教会的根基。
This is the foundation upon which our Lord built His church.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
现在主要呼召他的门徒。
Now the Lord wants to call His disciples.
为什么
？Why?
当我们读到加拉太书的时候
When we read Galatians,
你看见主所呼召的这里的彼得
The Peter that the Lord called
约翰
John
就成为教会的柱石
And they became pillars in the church
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这磐石是教会的根基
This rock is the foundation of the church
哥哥他钉十字架的基督永远是教会的根基
The Christ crucified is eternally the foundation of the church
但是不止如此
But not only that
现在在这个根基上
Upon this foundation
智慧建造房屋
Wisdom builds its house
它要凿成七根的柱子
And it will form seven pillars
现在我们明白了
Now we understand
彼得是其中的一根
Peter is one of them
约翰是其中的一根
John is one of them
雅各也是其中的一根
James is one of them
后来许许多多跟随主的人都是其中的一根
And then many who follow the Lord were also pillars
所以弟兄姊妹
Our brothers,
在那个根基上
And on that foundation
当智慧建造房屋的时候
As wisdom builds its house
这些跟随他的人
Those who follow him
都变成一根一根的柱子
Became pillars one
然后最后神的建筑就完成
And then the house of God is built
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
当你读旧约圣经的时候
As you study the Old Testament
尤其你读到雅各的故事
Especially when you come to the story of Jacob
我们知道当你读亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的事约瑟的故事的时候
when you study the story of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph,
你要注意到这个每一个人他身上的特点是什么
You have to pay attention to the special feature of each one of these
而那个特点就解释了他们的一生
And that special feature describes their whole life
比方说
For example,
亚伯拉罕他的一生建了筑了四座的坛
For example, Abraham built four altars in his life
祭坛代表奉献
Altar speaks of consecration
而这个奉献到了最高峰就是摩利亚山上那个座
And the highest peak of this consecration is that one offered on Mount Moriah
这是亚伯拉罕的故事
This is Abraham
到了以撒
When you come to Isaac
他一生挖了四口的井
He actually dug four wells in his life
井代表牲畜的生活
The well speaks about the life of death.
当一个人把自己奉献给主以后，
When someone consecrates himself,
你看他就往深处去。
Then he starts to go into the deep.
他不再是浅显的基督徒。
He no longer is a shallow Christian.
弟兄姊妹，主总是把我们往深处去。
The Lord always brings us deeper.
在那里你就碰到活水了。
There you will touch the living water.
你就得到了活水的滋润。
You receive the provision of that living water.
这是以撒的故事。
This is the story of Isaac.
当你读到约瑟亚哥的时候，
When you come to Jacob,
你看见他一生立了四根的柱子。
You see how Jacob established four pillars.
柱子在圣经里面只做见证来说。
In the Bible, pillars speak about testimony.
而见证的来源乃是根据于基督的性格。
Now the testimony is according to the character of Christ.
所以柱子一面最后代表见证。
Now finally, the pillar speaks about testimony.
产生见证以前代表基督性格的养成。
But before you have that testimony.Speaks about the character of Christ that is formed.
那现在我们要问说
，So we want to ask.
那个像虫一样的雅各
，The one who was like a worm, Jacob.
你记得以赛亚书四十一章
？Remember Isaiah 41.
神说 ，Oh worm, Jacob. 哦、oh, ，你这虫雅各。那弟兄姊妹，在神的眼光中来看，雅各乃像虫一样。
Jacob is but a worm.
他的范围，他的世界就是 flatland， 就是两度空间的那个地。
His world is a flatland, two-dimensional.
神果然是给犹太人。
Indeed, God gave the people of
Jacob, 给雅各的后裔
the descendants of Jacob,
他们的祝福都是地上的祝福
Their blessings are all earthly blessings.
今天你把全世界的祝福分成三部分大概有一部分就是犹太人的
If you take all of the riches of the world today, about a third of it belong to the Jews.
所以你要小心和他们做生意
You have to be careful when you do business
如果你和他们做生意的话
If you do business with them,
神老早预备好把地上的祝福通通给他们
God already prepared to give them the earthly blessings.
所以如果你和犹太人做生意的话
So if you do business with Jews,
有一个可能就是你口袋的钱都跑到他口袋里面去
The money in your pocket will end up in his pocket.
但是弟兄姊妹当你什么钱也没有的时候
But brothers, when you don't have any money,
你很自然就来到了主的面前
Very naturally you come before the Lord.
主给你的永远是属天的主
So what the Lord gives you is always heavenly.
主给犹太人永远是属地的主
God always gives the earthly blessing to the people of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹、
so、brothers and sisters,
雅各来讲
For Jacob,
他整个的范围，爬行的范围就是那一块这一块地。
His world is that land.
他从来不知道有一个第三度空间。
He never understood that there was a third dimension.
他从来不知道有一个第三度空间叫做天的。
He never understood that there was a third dimension called heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
这里给我们看见，
Here we see that,
像这样的一个人，
a man like this.
有可能成为神的见证。
Is it possible for him to be the testimony?
这样见到祝福就要抓的人。
This who, whenever he encounters a blessing, he will go after.
只要有机会，他从来不放过一个机会。
He never lets go of any opportunity.
他能够抓住全世界，全世界抓不住他。
He can lay hold of the whole universe. The whole world cannot lay hold of.
这样的人是完全成功的人。
Such a man is a successful man.
二十年前
，20 years ago,
他是一个人渡过河的。
He had crossed the river alone.
二十年。以后
20 years later,
四个妻子
four wives,
十一个儿女
11 children,
然后牛群羊群无数
and then numerous sheep and oxen,
这样的人是完全成功的人
Such a man is a successful man.
这个人是最会抓的
This man was one who knew how to
这样的人完全是机会主义者
He was an opportunist.
你只要给他任何的机会
Just give him any opportunity.
他从来不放过的
He will never give it up.
这样的人
Such a man.
能是见证吗
Can this person be a pillar?
这样的人能有柱子吗
？Can this person be a pillar?
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这就是我们的主怎么建造他的教会。
This is how the Lord built His church.
你要看见吗
？You have to see.
在雅各这样的人身上
，It's a man on such a shape.
如果他能产生柱子
，If he can produce a pillar，
而且四根柱子的话
，Four pillars.
弟兄姊妹，你要说这不是我们能够做。
You know that this is not something we can do.
建造基督的教会，没有一个人可以做。
To build a church of God is not no one can do that.
因为凭着雅各，什么也不可能。
Because according to Jacob, nothing is possible.
为什么？
Why?
因为雅各的一生有四根柱子。
Because Jacob had four pillars in his life.
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
柱子这个词啊。
The word pillar.
最早出现的就是在二十八章。
The first time it appears is in Genesis 20.
就是雅各天梯的故事那个地方。
It is that place where it talks about the heavenly ladder.
你知道创世纪二十八章圣经里面最关键很重要的一章吗？
You know one very important chapter in the book of Genesis. Which one is that?
这一章里面有好多的词都是第一次出现的。
Many phrases appear for the first time.
我再说第一次没。
Let me repeat.
你如果要明白圣经里面一些重要的词。
If you want to understand the important phrases in the Bible.
假定你不明白。
If you don't understand it.
那如果你读一本书也
好，
如果这本书的作者是很周到、很仔细的，
This author is very careful.
如果他用一个词从来没用过
的， If he never used the phrase that he's used before,
他一定要解释那个词。
He has to explain that.
任何人写论文都是这样的。
Anyone that writes a dissertation has.
你在写论文，你有里面有很多的观念。
When you and you introduce a dissertation, there's many concepts.
所以读者可能从来没有用，可能从来没有知道过的。
So the reader probably never was exposed to this.
所以如果他是个很仔细的作者的话
If he is a very careful author,
那么现在只要那个词第一次出现的时候
as long as that phrase appears for the first time,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
他就能把它解释清楚
and he can explain that.
这个在解经里面叫做 law of the first mention 第一次提到的原则
so this matter of interpreting the Bible this is the law of first mention
圣经里面有很多词我们不明白
there are many phrases that we don't understand
你看它第一次怎么出现
look at how it's referenced the first time
比方爱第一次出现爱的时候是亚伯拉罕爱以
撒
第二次出现爱的时候是以撒爱利伯加弟兄姊妹这第一次跟第二次告诉我们什么叫做爱第一次讲到来的时候是来到方舟
Is to come to the ark.
方舟指的基督来说。
Ark speaks about Christ.
我们如果劝人来的话
，If we ask, tell people to come.
不是来到你的面前。
Don't come before you.
不是来到我们的聚会里。
Don't come to our meeting.
所有来都应该来到方舟。
Every time they come, they need to come to the ark.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做第一次提起的原则。
This is the law of first mention.
稀奇的很。
Amazingly.
你记不记得就在雅各看在梦见天梯以后？
Right after Jacob had the dream of the ladder.
他醒来以后，他就立了第一根的柱子。
After he woke up, he formed the first pillar.
弟兄姊妹，这怎么可能？
怎
么在雅各的身上产生了见证？
How could there be a testimony in the life of Jacob?
而且是四根柱子。
And it's four pillars.
所以这四根柱子。
These four pillars
就解释了雅各的一生
explains the whole life of Jacob.
好像四座祭坛解释了亚伯拉罕
Just like four altars explain the life of Abraham.
四口井解释了以撒的一生
Four wells explain the life of Isaac.
现在四根柱子解释了雅各的一生
And four pillars spoke describe the life of Jacob.
你如果仔细读圣经
If you study the Bible,
在旧约就是这四根柱子
In the Old Testament, there's only four pillars.
在一个人身上
in one
你找不到第二根
You can't find another.
你可以去读你的圣经
You can't read your Bible.
我可以接受你的挑战
I will take your challenge.
弟兄姊妹，你读到新约的时候，讲到教会的柱子，不要忘记，圣经提到的是基法，提到的是约翰，提到的是雅各。
The Bible speaks of Cephas, John, and James.
智慧建造房屋。
Wisdom builds its house.
凿成七根柱子。
It forms seven pillars.
这些柱子都跟这个房屋有关系。
These seven pillars all have to do with the house.
雅各也好
Whether Jacob,
彼得也好
Peter, James,
约翰也好
James,
他们是教会的柱子
They are the pillars of the church,
弟兄姊妹到了新约的时候
Testament,
你看见在根基上我们的主呼召这些门徒
foundationally, the Lord called these disciples.
最后在彼得身上要产生柱子。
And then finally, in Peter, a pillar will be formed.
在约翰身上产生柱子。
On John, you will find pillars.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果加上旧约的四根柱子的话，
If you add the four pillars in the Old Testament,
你看智慧建造房屋。
You see, the wisdom built the house.
果然凿成了七根的柱子。
Indeed, formed seven pillars.
但是旧约是预表。
But in the Old Testament, it's a shadow.
是影子。
It is a type.
到新约才是实体。
In the New Testament, it's the reality.
所以弟兄姊妹，在雅各的身上
，In the life of Jacob,
那个不过是个比方。
That but an example.
那个是 illustration.
Illustration.
那个是个解释。
An explanation.
那个是一幅图画。
It's a picture.
给我们看见。
To show us.
到底我们主真的来了以后
，After our Lord came,
他怎么建造他的教会
？How he would build his church.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白。当雅各说这真是这不是别的乃是神的殿 和天的门。
Then when Jacob said, this is nothing but the house of God, the gate of heaven.
然后第二天早晨
And then the second day,
他就立了一根柱子
That morning, he established a pillar.
然后他许愿说
And then he had a vow.
将来有一天
One day,
你看见不止神要做雅各的神
Not only will God be the God of Jacob,
而且他所整的那块石头要做耶和华的殿 要做神的殿
And that the stone that he made a pillar would become the house of God.
那这个神的殿最后怎么成功的
How is the house of God built?
和雅各那个柱子有关系
Has to do with that pillar Jacob
和雅各那个石头有关系
Has to do with that stone
这个柱子是跟神的殿连在一起的
The pillar is connected with the house of God
当你读到加拉太书的时候
When you study the book of Galatians
你知道神为什么呼召门徒吗
Now why did God call the disciples?
主为什么呼召门徒吗
Why did God call the disciples?
因为这个和教会主柱石有关系
Because this has much to do with the pillar in the church of God
所以主告诉门徒们说
So the Lord told the disciples
你们要看见天开
You have to see the You'll see the heavens open.
你们要像雅各一样看见天开了。
You'll be like Jacob and see the heavens open.
换一句话说
In other words,
雅各怎样在敞开的天底下。
However, Jacob was under an open heaven.
你们也要在敞开的天底下。
You will also be under an open heaven.
雅各看见了天梯。
When Jacob saw the heavenly ladder.
你们也看见了人子怎样是天梯。
You will also see the Son of Man being the heavenly ladder.
当你看见的时候
When you see it.
你就知道天是从来没有那么近过的。
You will notice that heaven was never so close.
当你在敞开的天底下的时候
When you are under an open heaven.
天不再是遥远的。
Heaven no longer is far away.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你能够醒过来像雅各说的。
You can wake up just like Jacob.
神在这里。
God is here.
我竟然不知道。
And yet I did not know it.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
在这里明明是神的同在。
Now you see the presence of God.
神在哪里天堂就在哪里。
Wherever God is, there is the heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
讲到基督建造他教会的时候。
When you think about the Christ building his church.
你知道什么是教会吗
You know what is the church?
哪里有教会哪里有天梯。
Wherever there is the church, there is the heaven.
或者反过来说。
In other words.
应该反过来说。
You have to reverse.
哪里有天梯哪里才有教会。
Wherever there is a heavenly ladder, then there is the church.
这什么意思
What does that mean?
什么时候你把人带到教会里面来
Wherever you bring people to the church.
你是把人带到个敞开的殿底下。
Do you bring them to an open heaven?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
耶和华在这里我竟不知道。
The Jehovah was here and I didn't know it.
醒过来雅各害怕。
After he woke up, Jacob
雅各是从来天不怕地不怕。
Jacob was never afraid of anything in heaven and earth.
只有一个什么都不怕的人才会成功。
Only someone who's not afraid of anything will he be successful.
但是弟兄姊妹现在雅各害怕了。
Now Jacob became
雅各为什么害怕呢
Why was Jacob afraid?
因为他说这不是别的乃是神的殿乃是天的门。
Because he said, this is none other but the house of God, the gate of heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹现在你看见吗
Now you see this?
这件事
This matter.
当我们的主说你们要看见天开了
When the Lord said you will see the heavens open
意思是说你们都像雅各一样
In other words you're all like Jacob
你们也是没有希望
You are all hopeless
雅各怎样没有前途你们也怎样没有
However Jacob doesn't have a future You don't have a future
雅各会抓你们也会抓
Jacob likes to lay hold of things You all are
但你要知道我们的主要做一个工作
But our Lord is going to do a work
他要凿成七根柱子
He is going to form seven pillars
弟兄怎么凿凿出来Hew up,
hew,
就从那个大磐石里面凿出来的。
He's going to hew up the seven pillars.
所以让我们记得的。
So brothers, sisters, let us remember.
当主呼召门徒的时候。
When the Lord calls his disciples.
主在他们身上有一个目的。
The Lord has a purpose.
主希望主。主巴不得当他建造过程里面
In the process of building
你看见彼得后来是柱子
Then Peter became a pillar
约翰也是根柱子
John became a pillar
这就是主为什么呼召他们
This is why the Lord called them
那为什么他们是柱子呢
Why are they pillars
他们怎么能有柱子呢
How can they have pillars
那弟兄姊妹雅各怎么能产生柱子
How can Jacob form a pillar
雅各凭着自己什么都不可能
According to itself he cannot do anything
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
你看见当他梦醒以后
After he woke up
他立了第一根的柱子
He formed the first pillar
然后有第二根
Then he established the second
然后有第三根
And then the third
然后有第四根
And then the fourth
你看神在雅各身上就工作了
So God did a work in Jacob
你看神在雅各身上怎么工作
How God did a work in Jacob
神在门徒身上照样的工作
God also did the same work amongst the disciples
所以现在我们懂了
So now we understand
整本创世纪不光是旧约的历史
The whole book of Genesis is not just the history of the old
整本的创世纪乃是一幅图画
The whole book of Genesis is a picture
给我们看见神是雅各 伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
To show us that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯拉罕和神的城发生关系。
Abraham has something to do with the city of God.
为什么
？Why？
因为那是一座有根基的城。
Because that has a city with foundation.
是神所经营、所建造的。
It is something that God architected and built.
所以神就在亚伯拉罕身上开始工作。
So then God started working in Abraham.
但是弟兄姊妹，神的城是起点。
The city is but a beginning.
它有一个终点的。
He has an ending.
那个终点乃是神的殿。
That ending is the temple of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不能光是亚伯拉罕和以撒的神。
You cannot just be the God of Abraham and Isaac.
你看见神也是雅各的神。
God is also the God of Jacob.
到了雅各的神的时候
，When you become the God of Jacob.
虽然他是个非常狡猾的人。
Even though he was a very crafty man.
在所有的人选里面，雅各是最后一个能变成神的见证的。
Amongst all the candidates.He is the worst that would be able to be a testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，实在说来，我们也是这样。
Strictly speaking, all of us are
like that. 今天主呼召我们。
God calls us today.
你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
我们的光景就像雅各一样。
Our condition is just like the condition of Jacob.
是根本不可能做神主做什么的。
It's impossible for God to do anything.
你看。如果雅各有盼望
But if Jacob has hope,
我们这些人就有盼望
We also have hope.
如果雅各有盼望的话
if Jacob has hope,
彼得有盼望
Peter has hope.
雅各有盼望的话
if Jacob has hope,
约翰有盼望
John has hope.
如果雅各有盼望的话
if Jacob has hope,
那新约的雅各也有盼望
James also has hope.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这里给我们看见
Now we see here.
我们一定要看见雅各所看见
We have to see what Jacob saw.
不过雅各所看见的是物质的天
地 But what Jacob saw was a physical land.
那个是 shadow, 那个是影子
That is but a shadow.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
今天在教会里面
Today in the church.
你看见是我们的主叫地跟天连结
It's our Lord who causes heaven and earth to be
如果你来到教会里面
If you come to the church.
你看见天离地很远的话
You see how far the heavens is from the
earth. 你觉得这里和所有其他宗教的社团没有两样的话
If you feel like this is just like any other religious organization.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
就证明说天梯不在那
This proves that the heavenly ladder is not there.
证明说天没有向你
It proves that heaven is not open to you.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
教会是怎么得着建立
How is the church built?
什么是教会
What is the church?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天你所在的地方
The place where you are.
当神的儿女们聚在一起的时候
As the children of God gather together.
你能不能说天是那么近
Can you say heaven is so near?
为什么天那么近
Why is heaven so near?
你怎么能说天跟地是那么近的
How can you say heaven and earth are so near?
因为天梯在这里
Because the heavenly ladder is there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你来到聚会里
When you come to the meeting,
你能感觉到主的同在
You can sense the presence of the Lord.
你觉得主 在这里好像在天上一样
You sense that we're here as if we're in heaven.
什么是教会
What is the church?
教会在地好像在天一样
The church is on earth as if it's in heaven.
这里是天的门
This is the gate of heaven.
这个世界太痛苦了
The world is too much suffering.
这个世界太没有太这个像个苦海一样
This world is just like a bitter sea.
每次人来到教会里
Every time when people come to the church.
弟兄姊妹你看见什么
What do they see?
你看见这里乃是天的门
You will see this is the gate of heaven.
从这里你就能够进到天的范围里面
From here you can enter into the realm of heaven.
所以感谢主
So thank the Lord.
现在你明白
Now you understand.
为什么我们的主说你们要看见天开
Why did the Lord say you will see the heavens open?
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
我们应该有一个经历
We have to have an experience.
就像雅各那样的经历一样
Just like the experience of Jacob.
因为雅各那个经历是不可以缺少的
Because the experience of Jacob cannot be left out.
在那以前
Before that.
雅各为自己活的
Jacob used to live for himself.
雅各从来不知道为神而活。
Jacob never understood how to live for the Lord.
他从来不晓得神在他身上有一个工作。
He never understood that God had a work in him.
他只要看到祝福就抓。
If he saw a blessing, he would lay hold.
他有缝就钻。
He had a hole, he would dig go in.
所以我们知道说这是雅各。
This is Jacob.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
在他没有想到的时候
When he did not even think about it.
他没有准备好的时候
When he never imagined.
结果在梦里面
In his dream.
神向他显现
God appeared to him
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
不止如此
Not only that
神把他心向雅各打开
God opened his heart to Jacob
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
当你读到创世纪二十八章
When you come to Genesis 28
你读到那个天梯的故事
When you study the story of the heavenly ladder
你要知道
You have to know
二十八章里面
Chapter 28
有四样东西是第一次提到的。
The four things that were mentioned for the first time.
你等一等，你会发现。
Later you'll discover.
这四样东西。
These four things.
就是今天我们新约里面看为最宝贝的。
Is what we treasure the most in the New Testament.
你原谅我这样说。
May you forgive me.
我们普通读创世纪二十八章。
When we study Genesis 28.
我们总是觉得这个故事是个可爱的故事。
We often feel this is a lovely story.
但是我们不知道这张圣经是在圣经里面是很重要很重要的。
But we don't recognize that this is a very important chapter in the Bible.
神把他永远的旨意打开了。
God opened up his eternal purpose.
所以这就是为什么我们主对门徒们说。
That's why the Lord said to the
你们要看见天开。
You'll see the heavens open.
你们要梦一个梦，像雅各那样的梦。
You'll dream a dream like the dream of Jacob.
你们醒来的时候。
When you wake up.
你们要立一根柱子，像雅各一样的柱子。
You will establish a pillar just like Jacob established a pillar.
感谢主，带你读加拉太书的时候。
And when you come to Galatians.
你看见神在主在门徒身上工作成功了。
The Lord was successful in his work on the disciples.
你看见雅各变成教会的柱子。
You see that. James became the pillar.
彼得变成教会的柱子。
Became a pillar in the church.
而且约翰也变成教会的。
John became a pillar in the church.
所以这个解释在哪里？
So where is this explanation?
这个秘诀在哪里？
Where is the secret?
如果我们回到旧约的话，
If we return to the old
testament, 你看那幅图画，
If you look at that picture,
我想就非常非常清楚。
I think that it's very clear.
所以我想我们今天早上不能不把那段圣经稍微复习一下。
I think then we have to review this morning's passage.
这段好像是我们最熟悉的。
As if we know it's the best.
但是你要相信，也许是我们最陌生的一章。
But maybe it's also the most foreign chapter.
我们似乎懂了，似乎却不懂。
As if we know it, but we don't really know it.
不，首先我们要记得一件事。
So let us remember the first thing.
这个二十八章啊，有这个故事，是因为雅各闯了祸了。
Now, for us to have chapter 28 is because Jacob did something wrong.
读在二十七章的时候，你看见雅各骗了他父亲的祝福。
In chapter 27.Jacob cheated the blessing from his father.
你知道，因为以撒慢慢年纪大了，眼睛昏花了。
Isaac became old and his eyes dim.
不过呢，他喜欢，他爱以扫。
But he loved Esau.
就好像利伯加爱雅各一样。
Just like Rebecca loved Jacob.
所以有一天，他就跟以扫说：“他说，我现在老了，不知道哪一天死。”
So one day he said, "I am old. I don't know what I'm going to do."
现在请你出去打猎，那么弄好野味，做成美味，然后我就为你祝福。
So then, if you go prepare a savory dish for me, and I will bless you.
这个是应该是以撒跟以扫中间的秘密。
So this ought to be a secret between Isaac and Jacob.
但是没有想到被利伯家听见。
But not unbeknownst to them that Rebecca heard it.
然后呢，他就对他雅各说。
And then he said to Jacob.
怎样怎样，后面的故事我想大家都知道。
And then I think you know the rest of the story.
然后他妈妈就做了野味。
And then the mother prepared that savory dish.
然后就叫雅各到他爸爸面前去。
And then asked Jacob to come before his father.
但是问题在这里啊。
The problem is this.
你来到父亲的跟前，父亲不可能不摸摸你的。
So if you come before the father will of course touch you.
他们两个兄弟完全不同的。
So they're, the two brothers are very different.
雅各全身都是毛。不是，对不起，以扫全身都是毛。
Esau was full of hair.
所以他名字叫以扫嘛。
So that's why his name was Esau.
但是圣经说雅各全身都是光滑。
But then the Bible says Jacob was smooth throughout.
你看见这个是两个完全不同的人。
They are completely different.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
雅各抓得住哥哥，他哥哥抓不住他。
That means Jacob could lay hold of his brother, his brother could not lay hold of him.
因为你有毛，一下就抓住了。
Because if you have hair, you could be easily.
但是雅各是光滑的。
But Jacob was very smooth.
所以现在你知道为什么雅各成功吗？
So that's why Jacob was successful.
他抓住了全世界，全世界抓不住他。
He could lay hold of the whole world. The whole world couldn't lay hold of him.
但是他妈妈有办法。
But his mother had a plan.
他妈妈告诉他要这里遮一遮，那里遮一遮。
So his mother said, well, put some skin, some hair here.
现在我们要问
了。Now we want to ask this.
到底雅各是多少岁啊？
How old was Jacob?
你普通读这一段圣经的时候。
When you study this portion of the
scripture. 如果一个人老在妈妈的裙底下，被他指挥来指挥去的话。
If someone is like a mama's boy, always delegated by the mother.
那大概是十七八岁或者二十岁了不起了。
Maybe he was 17 or 18.
为什么？
Why?
你如果读整章的故事，
If you study the whole chapter.
实在说来，这一出戏是他的母亲一手导演的。
So if you look at this whole scene, was fully directed by Rebecca.
那最后呢，雅各就得到他的祝福。
And finally, Jacob received that blessing.
所以你看见吗？是谁在那导演这件事呢？
So who was there directing the whole thing?
是。他的母亲在那导演这件事。
His mother.
那我们要问。
We want to ask a question.
雅各这个时候到底是多少岁？
How old was Jacob at this time?
我们先要把这个问题解决了。
We have to resolve this problem.
然后你才知道说。
Then you'll know.
这个人到底有没有希望？
If this person has hope.
在这个时候，你有没有可能把它变成柱子？
Is it possible for you to make him into a pillar?
因为柱子是指着 character building， 指着性格的建造了。
Because when you speak about a pillar, speak about building character.
那么讲到性格，一定讲到 molding， 讲到塑造来说。
So when you speak about character, it always refers to being molded.
所以现在他是不是 moldable？ 他是不是能够被塑造
？Is he moldable？
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看他到底他几岁了。
So you have to see how old he is.
如果一个小孩子只有七岁的话
，If someone is only seven，
一个女孩子如果七岁的话
，If a little girl is seven years old，
有人说他们可以把她变成一个修女。
Some people say that giving us a seven-year-old will make her into a nun.
因为她的塑造力是很大很大的。
Because she's very moldable.
那现在我们要问。
But now we want to ask.
在这个时候，雅各在他母亲一手的导演底下。
So this time when Rebecca was directing all of Jacob.
我们要问说，到底他是多少岁
？How old is Jacob?
我想我们一次永远要把它解决了。
So let's take care of it once and for all.
所以我想我们花几分钟时间，我们来看看到底雅各是多少岁。
So we'll just spend a few minutes to realize how old is Jacob.
那首先我们要知道，最好计算的办法这样。
The easiest way to do this is this.
就是雅各到底几岁的时候到埃及？
So how was Jacob when he went to Egypt?
好，你读圣经是130岁。
If you read the Bible, he was 130 years old.
那么那个时候，以约瑟多少岁呢
？How old was Joseph at the time?
好，约瑟是30岁做宰相。
Joseph became the prime minister at 30.
然后不过，然后不是有七年的丰年吗
？And then it was. Was it 7 years of blessing?
丰年。
Just of abundance.
所以这个是37岁了。
So he was 37.
30加上7岁。
30 plus 7.
然后过了，然后下面接着就是荒年了。
And then the 7 years of famine.
两年以后。
And then 2 years later.
他的爸爸就到了埃及了。
His father then went to Egypt.
你去读你的圣经很清楚的。
If you read your Bible, it's very clear.
所以这样的话呢，就是他已经39岁了。
So he was 39.
他39岁。
He was 39.
雅各130。
Isaac was 130.
好，现在我们问。
So we want to ask.
当雅各从巴大亚兰回迦南的时候
，After Paddan Aram, Jacob returned from Paddan Aram to Canaan.
那个时候约瑟刚好是六岁。
Joseph was 6.
那我们没有时间一个去查他。
So we have no time to go.
我希望如果你们有兴趣的人可以回去自己去找。
If you're interested, you should go look it up.
所以雅各回来的时候，从巴大亚兰回来的时候，他的儿子约瑟刚好是六岁。
So when Jacob returned from Paddan Aram, his son was 6.
所以如果他39岁，他是130岁的话。
So if he was 130 and his son 39.
如果约瑟六岁的话。
If Joseph was 6.
那雅各是97岁。
So Jacob was 97.
那么雅各在巴大亚兰多少年呢
？How many years was Jacob in Paddan Aram?
20年。
20 years.
你把97减去20。
So you take 97 minus 20.
雅各已经77岁了。
Jacob was already 77 years old.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，一个77岁的老人
，a 77 old man，
现在还牵着妈妈的裙。
Now was still under the mother.
让妈妈一手。来导演
，allow the mother to direct the whole thing。
你看见这个孩子会不会有没有可能独立的
？Can this child be independent？
已经77岁了
，he was already 70。
有没有可能在塑造的
？Is it possible for him to be molded？
所以弟兄姊妹
，the brothers and sisters，
我们要记得这个背景。
Remember this background。
当雅各他骗了父亲的祝福。
When Jacob cheated the blessing of his，
他已经77岁
，he was already 77。
结果他流离的时候。
So when he was wandering,
他跑到旷野的时候
，when he was in the desert,
因为他的哥哥要追杀他
，because his brother wanted to kill him,
他从来没有离开过国家
，he never left home before.
圣经告诉我们说，以扫喜欢打猎
，now the Bible says Esau loved to hunt.
雅各为人安静，住在帐篷里
，but Jacob loved to dwell in the tent.
你不要忘记，这个人坐在这个人安静坐在帐篷里面
，so he was a quiet man in the tent.
但是这个头脑像电脑一样。
But his head was like a computer.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
虽然那77年在母亲的家里，在父亲的家里。
Even though 77 years he spent in his father and mother's house.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
请记得。
Remember.
他有机会就能抓，有机会他就要抓住那些机会。
Whenever he had opportunity, he would lay hold of those opportunities.
所以最后呢？
collapsed.
你看见他骗取了父，骗取了他父亲的祝福。
So he cheated the blessing from his father.
结果他哥哥要杀他。
So then his brother wanted to kill him.
所以这个时候呢，他的母亲就把他打发到，就把他打发到巴达亚兰去。
So at this point, his mother sent him to Padan Aram.
因为亚利伯家就是从哈兰来的。
Because Rebecca came from Haran.
哈兰就在巴旦亚兰的那一带。
Haran was near Padan Aram.
所以呢，现在雅各要离家了。
So now Jacob wanted to leave home.
而那个时候，利伯家以为说，只要等哥哥怒气消了以后。
So Rebecca thought that once Esau's wrath was gone.
他说我就打发人去把你从那里带回来。
Then I will come bring him back. Bring you back.
二十年过去。
After 20 years.
利伯家从来没有打发人去告诉这个利伯家，告诉这个雅各。
Rebecca never sent anyone to go pick up Jacob.
有两个可能。
There's two possibilities.
他的哥哥的怒气从来没有消。
That the wrath of his brother never ceased.
还有一个可能。
The other possibility.
在他怒，他的哥哥怒气消，刚在就是在他。利伯家还来不及告诉雅各，他的哥哥怒气消了，他利伯家已经走了。
So before Rebecca had the chance to tell him that his brother was no longer angry, Rebecca already died.
所以我们知道这一段的故事。
So we know the story.
利伯家一手导演了整个的故事。
Now Rebecca directed the whole thing.
用不义的手段骗取父亲的祝福。
And then cheated.That blessing from Isaac.
结果从此以后，耶路撒雅各过了流亡的生活。
So from that time on, Jacob lived a wandering life.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
就在他从别示巴往哈兰去的时候。
As he was going from Beersheba to Haran.
他到了一个旷野。
He came to a desert.
那是也许是第一个晚上。
Maybe it was the first night.
他也许走路走得太疲倦了。
Maybe he was so tired from.
你知道从别示巴一路走到伯特利是很长的一段的路。
Now from Beersheba to walk to Bethel is a far distance.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
在过去77年。
The past 77 years.
他从来没有离开过家。
He never left home.
等一等，你读他的故事，你就要保雅各是个非常恋家的人。
If you study his story, you know that he was one who was homebound.
77年在父家里面。
He was 77 years in his house.
他留恋家里的每一切。
He missed all of the things of home.
现在他离家最大的痛苦。
So the greatest pain that he had is
还不是在旷野里。
Is not to be in the desert.
是从此以后。
That from that time on.
你看见他不能够再在父亲跟母亲的身边。
So he no longer could be by the side of his mother and father.
所以当雅各第一天漂流的时候。
So when Jacob was wandering the first
time, 现在他有家是个无家可归的人。
Now he had a home, but now he was a homeless person.
他是个没有家的人。
One who was homeless.
他实在太累了，太疲倦了。
He was too tired.
所以这个时候呢，他就整了一块石头就睡着了。
So then he took a stone and made it as a pillow to sleep.
那弟兄姊妹，所有的故事都从这里开始。
All the stories began from here.
如果今天你拿起一块石头
，If you take a stone，
你不可能拿来做枕头的。
It's impossible for you to make it a.
没有一个人可以在石头上睡得着的。
No one can fall asleep on a stone.
但是雅各一定是太疲倦。
But Jacob was too tired.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So but
雅各什么都没有准备。
So Jacob didn't prepare anything.
当雅各流浪的时候。
As Jacob was wandering,
他所想的是什么，穿什么。
What he was thinking about was what to eat, what to wear.
我到底在哪里住宿
？Where do I live?
现在在旷野里面。
In the desert.
你看见就在这个一个大的旷野里面。
In this great and terrible.
结果他就躺就捡起一块石头，他就睡着了。
So he picked up a stone and fell asleep.
弟兄姊妹，也许昨天晚上、前天晚上
，Maybe the night before, the two nights before.
他还在父亲的家里。
He was still at the house of his father.
他知道什么叫做家。
He knows what is home.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
现在他来到了旷野。
Now he came to the desert.
他第一次离开家。
The first time that he left home.
他第一次经历到一个。他是一个没有家的人。
For the first time, he experienced that he was a homeless person.
那就在这个时候。
At this point,
圣经告诉我们说他做了个梦。
The Bible tells us he had a dream.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个梦对把约翰对雅各来讲是非常重要的。
This dream was very important for Jacob.
他从来没有想到。
He never imagined.
他做这个梦。
He would have this dream.
普通的梦是你日有所思夜有所梦如果你白天想什么你晚上就做什么
Normally, you usually dream what you think about during the day
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
对于雅各来说
for Jacob,
这个梦来得太突然
this dream came too suddenly.
他根本没有准备好这个梦
he was never ready for such a dream.
这个梦的理想离开他太远
this dream's ideal was too far from him.
这个梦太高太高
this dream was too high.
他不过是爬在地上的虫
he was what but a worm crawling
他一天到晚就吃什么穿什么喝什么在哪里住如此而已
he was always just thinking about what to wear, what to eat, where to live.
他从来没有想到在这里有一个梦
He never imagined that there would be a dream.
这个梦和神的旨意发生密切的关系。
The dream has much to do with the purpose of God.
所以你看见雅各就看见了天梯上去下来。
So then Jacob saw the heavenly ladder and the angels of God ascending and descending.
然后他圣经告诉我们，他就躺就在那里躺卧下来。
So then the Bible says then he lay there.
等到后来雅各醒的时候。
Then when he woke up.
他说耶和华真在这里我竟不知道
Jehovah was here and then I did not know it
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他多少有一点印象
He has some kind of impression
耶和华应该在天上
That Jehovah was in heaven
他怎么在这里呢
How could he be here
天怎么会是那么近呢
How could heaven be so close
我竟然不知道
And I did not know it
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他从来没有想亲近神
He never wanted to approach God
但神居然离他那么近
But God was so close to him
难怪他要害怕
That's why he was became afraid.
一个充满肉体的人
One was full of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他要说这个地方是何等的可畏。
He will say, this is a terrible place.
他说这不是别的。
This is none other.
这乃是神的殿。
This is the house of God.
也是天的门。
It's also the gate of heaven.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
神的殿这几个字。
The house of God.
第一次出现的在整本圣经里面。
Where?
是创世纪二十八章
appear for the first time in the Genesis 28
在这个梦里面
in this dream
神的殿是第一次出现
the house of God appeared for the first time
当他醒过来以后
after he woke up
他就把他所整的石头立作柱子
he made the pillow that, he, that was a stone pillow as a pillar
那这个柱子是全本圣经里面第一次提到柱子。
This is the first time the Bible speaks of this word pillar.
然后他许了个愿。
And then he had a vow.
而这个愿
And this vow.
在全本圣经里面又是第一次提到的。
It's the first time it mentions of a vow.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
在这个图画里面
In this picture.
在这个天梯的梦里面
In this dream of the ladder.
有三样东西是很重要的。
There's three things that are very important.
你看见这个和神的工作还有关系的。
This has much to do with the work of God.
一个他说这不是这是可畏的地方
First, this is a fearful place.
这是神的殿
This is the house of God.
也是天的门
And it's the gate of heaven.
神的殿第一次
First time the house of God.
然后他把石头立作柱子这个柱子也是第一次
And then that pillar from that stone pillar was also the first time.
然后雅各许愿说
And then Jacob had a vow.
而那个愿在全本圣经里面也是第一次
And that vow was the first time the word vow was mentioned.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
这里的记载
So the recording here
一定是最重要的
must be the most important recording
这里是雅各四根柱子的开始
This is the beginning of the four pillars of Jacob
在人来看
In the perspective of a man
一个77岁的人
a 77 year old man
是朽木不可雕应该可以丢弃
it is something that you can just cast away
你不可能在一个77岁的老人身上你在希望他有什么改变
you cannot hope to change a 77 year old man
他已经完全定型了
he is completely locked in
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
在人来看
according to man
你不可能从一个这样的人身上开始你的工作
you cannot start your work on such a man
在学校里面
in the school
当学生十几岁的时候
when a student is in his
teens 你教导他们
you can teach them
你花许多功夫在他们身上
you can spend a lot of time on them
你知道最后有结果的
you know that there will be a result
如果你从一个77岁的老人开始工作
but if you start from an old 77 year old man
你趁早要放弃的
so sooner or later you'll get up
你最后一定没有结果的
you know that there will be no conclusion
你所有的心血一定都是白费
All your efforts will be wasted.
感谢主弟兄姊妹
But thank the Lord for them.
这就是这里最奇妙的地方。
This is the most amazing thing.
如果主对门徒们说
If God said to the
church, 你们要看见天开了
You'll see the heavens open.
你们要梦一个梦像雅各一样的梦
You'll dream a dream just like the dream of Jacob.
当你梦醒过来的时候
As you wake up from your dream,
你会有一根柱子
You will have a pillar.
你就立起一根柱子
You will establish a pillar.
神在你身上产生个柱子
God will produce a pillar.
弟兄姊妹主呼召以彼得
God called Peter.
主呼召约翰
God called John.
有一个目的的
There's a purpose.
目的是什么
What is that purpose?
有一天 天约翰成为教会的柱子。
One day John will become a pillar in the church.
彼得成为教会的柱子。
Peter will become a pillar.
这个柱子从哪里来的？
This is pillar come.
跟这个梦发生关系。
What to do with this dream?
跟这个人发生关系。
What to do with this person?
这个人是什么人呢？
Who's this person?
是没有希望的。
It's a hopeless person.
你不可能在他身上能够塑造他。
You cannot form him.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有跟随主的人
all who follow the Lord,
我们都要承认说
we have to admit,
我们是77岁的雅各
we are 77 year old Jacob,
在我们身上是不可能再改变了
in our lives, nothing can be changed,
但是感谢
but thank the Lord,
在人认为不可能
when man thinks it's impossible,
想想看
think about it,
彼得是不可能的
Peter is impossible
约翰是雷子也是不可能的
John is the son of thunder also impossible
但是你看见
but you see that
经过主的工作
after the work of the Lord
他说我要建造我的教会在这磐石
I will build my church upon this rock
弟兄姊妹他怎么建造呢
how did he do the building
智慧造成七根柱子
wisdom hews the seven rocks
所以当你读、当你读我们主的故事的时候
so when you study the story
你读四福音的时候
the four gospels
你读使徒行传的时候
study the book of Acts
你读彼得书信
study
The 你读约翰书信
the of John,
弟兄姊妹你看见圣灵你看见圣灵在他们身上工作
see the Holy Spirit is working in them.
果然他们成为教会的主使
Indeed, they became the pillars of the church.
哦弟兄姊妹如果你仔细去看整本的新约圣经的话
If you read the whole New Testament,
这里给我们看见彼得的执事
Here it shows us that the ministry of Peter
也给我们看约翰的执事
And the ministry of John
保罗的执事
The ministry of Paul
雅各的执事
ministry of James,
那我要问弟兄姊妹这不是教会的柱子是什么
Aren't these the pillars of the church?
所以弟兄姊妹现在你懂吗
Now,
为什么主说天开了你们要看见使者上去下来在人子身上
Why did the Bible say you'll see the heavens open and the Son of Man ascending and descending upon him?
因为这个故事乃是雅各的故事
Because this is the story of Jacob
如果雅各是有盼望的
If Jacob has hope
我们就是有盼望
We also have hope
那么圣经说神是 亚伯兰以撒雅各
Now the Bible tells us that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
神是亚伯兰的神
God is the God of Abraham
我们能够同意
We can agree
神是雅各的神以撒的神我们也能同意
We can also agree that God is the God of Isaac
但神怎么可能是雅各的神
But how can God be a God of Jacob?
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
我们就是雅各
We are Jacob
神就是雅各的神
God is the God of Jacob
不要忘记
Don't forget
什么叫做神是雅各的神呢
What does it mean for God to be a God of Jacob?
就是我这个人完全朽木不可雕完全没有盼望
It's me who is completely hopeless
感谢主
Thank the Lord
结果在我们身上
In our life
因着他工作的结果
Because of his work
一个没有希望的人
One who is hopeless
满了盼望
He now became hopeful
一个像毛毛虫的雅各
One who was like a worm, Jacob
到最后像一只蝴蝶一样
In the end became like a butterfly
那个翱翔在空中
Could fly in the air
他梦里面所看见那个天
The heaven that he imagined that he saw
在地以外的第三度空间
The third heaven beyond the earth
那个只是梦
This was but a
那个只是理想
This was but an ideal
最后17年
In the end, the last 17
雅各果然能够翱翔在他梦里面的空中
Jacob could actually fly in that dream that he had
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters
这件事是怎么惩罚
How did that happen?
这个故事是雅各的故事。
This story is the story of Jacob.
那雅各的故事
，The story of Jacob，
为什么这么重要
？Why was it so important？
不是因为他诡诈
，Not because he was crafty。
正是因为他诡诈
，It is because he was。
恶人并没有平安。
The evil man has no peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的手从来不放松。
So the hand of the Lord never stops.
为着他欺骗他父亲的祝福。
Because he cheated his father.
你看见神的手是非常非常重的。
See the hand of God was very heavy upon him.
我不知道大家有没有注意到。
I don't know if you ever noticed.
第十节。
Verse 10.
雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去。
So Beersheba went from Beersheba to Haran.
现在他开始流亡了。
Now he went started to flee.
现在他要开始 become fugitive. 他现在他要到他这个拉班，到他舅舅拉班那里去了。
The fugitive and was going towards his uncle's house in Laban.
我们觉得他是罪有应得。
Now we thought that he deserved all this.
因为他骗了他父亲的祝福。
Because he cheated his father.
现在神手在他身上。
So、now God's hand was upon him.
一个最恋家的人现在无家可归。
One who was so homebound now became homeless.
别忘记啊。
Don't forget.
就是因为他自己没有家。
Now because he was homeless.
然后他说这是神的殿。
He said, this is the house of God.
然后他就给那个地方取名叫伯特利。
And he gave that place the name Bethel.
伯特利什么意思?
What does Bethel mean?
伯特利就是神的家的意思。
It means the house of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当一个人在这地上没有家的时候
when someone is homeless here on this earth,
你看见没有
you'll see that
在梦里面
in the dream,
他梦到了神的殿
he dreamed of the house of God.
感谢主
thank the Lord.
这个梦用新约的话来讲
in New Testament terms,
乃是个意象
That is but a vision.
不过等一等
But wait a minute.
雅各到底是欺骗他父亲的人
Jacob was one who cheated his father.
现在他开始为着他所犯的罪要开始流亡了
Now he needed to run away because of what he had done.
那这个的的确确是圣经告诉我们的
So this is what the Bible says.
所以我们读的这一句雅各出了别示巴向哈兰走去
So when here it talks about Jacob walking from Beersheba to Haran.
那这句话好像也很普通的一句话
As if this is but a normal phrase.
这句话需要整本创世纪来解释。
But you need the whole book of Genesis to explain this.
你知道亚伯拉罕怎么到别示巴
？Do you know how did Abraham go to Beersheba?
亚伯拉罕出了加勒底的乌尔。
After Abraham left of Ur.
然后他在哈兰停住了。
And then he stopped in Haran.
然后他父亲死了以后，他就往迦南去。
And then after his father died, he went towards Canaan.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么是哈兰
？What is Haran?
哈兰乃是半路的凉亭。
Haran is but a rest area upon the way.
那么哈兰既然不是乌尔，也不是迦南。
Now Haran wasn't Ur, wasn't Canaan.
你说亚伯拉罕顺服了没有
？So did Abraham truly obey God?
他顺服了，因为他离开迦南。
He obeyed because he did leave Ur.
但他有没有顺服的？没有完全的顺服。
But did he completely obey? No, he didn't.
他把父亲带着。
He brought his father.
他把罗德带着。
Brought Lot.
结果在哈兰他就停下来了。
And he stopped in Haran.
哈兰既不是乌尔，也不是哈兰，也不是迦南。
Haran is Not Ur, Haran, but it's also
所以这就代表亚伯拉罕的顺服。
This speaks about the obedience of Abraham.
但你一直等到亚伯拉罕的父亲走了，然后亚伯拉罕才继续他的行程。
So it wasn't until his father passed away that he continued his way towards Canaan.
然后他就到了迦南。
And they came to Canaan.
第一站是世界。
The first stop was Shechem.
第二站是伯特利。
Second place was Bethel.
第三站是希伯伦。
Third stop was Hebron.
第四站是别示巴。
The fourth stop was Beersheba.
在那里他生了以撒。
There he bore Isaac.
在那里雅各就长大了
And there Isaac grew up.
那弟兄姊妹现在你看见
Now you see that.
雅各做了件什么事呢
What did Jacob do?
当初他的祖父怎么从哈兰到了别示巴
However, his grandfather went from Haran to Beersheba.
那一次的失败
That failure.
你看见在神的手里
In the hand of God.
你看见他的管教是什么管教
What was his discipline?
请记得
Remember.
亚伯拉罕怎么从幼发拉底河的那边渡到这边来
？However, Abraham went from the other side of the Euphrates toward this side.
变成第一个希伯来人。
Became that first Hebrew.
但是请记得。
But remember,
当亚伯拉罕的子孙们失败的时候
，As the sons of Abraham failed,
神有一个原则。
God had a principle.
那个原则是很清楚的。
The principle is the same.
你从哪里来，你要回到哪里。
You have to return to that same place.
你看见神管教有一个办法。
So God has a way of discipline.
你不是从幼发拉底河那边过来的吗
Didn't you come from the other side of the Euphrates?
结果你要回到幼发拉底河那边去。
So you have to return to the other side of the Euphrates.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你就知道这一次雅各得罪神那个得罪是很严重的得罪。
So you know how serious did Jacob sin against God?
神从来不让雅各过去的。
God never allowed Jacob to go that way.
所以从表面上他只是漂流，只是逃到他舅舅那里去。
So outwardly it looks like as if he only returned to his uncle.
但是照着圣经这里的记载
，But according to the recording in the Bible,
给我们看见
，It shows us
这是非常严肃的事。
This is very serious.
神对待亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕后裔都是非常严肃的。
So God dealt very severely with Abraham and his descendants.
你不要以为你随便犯个罪就算了。
Don't think if you just sin and that's it.
如果神的见证的责任在你身上
，If the burden of the testimony of God is upon you,
神不会让你随便过去。
God won't just let you pass.
别人也许做了这些。是没有这么严重。
For other people, if they did this, it wouldn't be so serious.
但是雅各不行。
But for Jacob, no.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？因为雅各身上有个使命。
Because Jacob had a purpose.
雅各神在身上有个托付。
He has a burden that God has been.
这和神的见证发生极大的关系。
This has much to do with the testimony.
所以圣经给我们看见。
So the Bible shows us.
雅各出了别示巴，就向哈兰走去。
Jacob walked from Beersheba to Haran.
别示巴是迦南，是跟神给亚伯拉罕、以撒。雅各的这块地
Beersheba is Canaan is what God had given to Abraham Isaac and Jacob
神给他们的管教
The discipline that God gives us,
最大的管教,
the greatest discipline,
就是他们不在迦南,
is that they no longer are in Canaan. From Beersheba to Haran,
哈兰不管有多好,
however great Haran is,
那到底不是迦南,
it is not Canaan.
整本的创世纪给我们看见,
the whole book of Genesis,
神的旨意和迦南发生关系,
the purpose of God has much to do with land,
那是牛奶与蜜之地,
because it's the land full with milk and honey.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
这一次雅各离家到哈兰去,
this time Jacob left home to go to Haran.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这也是个预言,
this is also a prophecy.
如果雅各的后裔,
if the descendants of Jacob,
他们在主面前失败的话,
if they fail before God,
他们最后的遭遇是什么?
What is their last final result?
在主前722年,
722 BC,
以色列北边有10个支派,
the 10 tribes in the northern kingdom,
那是北国,
it's the northern kingdom,
因为他们拜偶像,
because they worshiped idols,
因为他们得罪神,
because they sinned against God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
结果神怎么做?
What did God do?
神把他们像一棵树一样,
God took them like a tree,
连根拔起来,
uprooted that tree,
这是很特别的,
it's very special.
你看见没有?
You see that?
这个叙利亚也是个国家,
Syria is also a country,
这个亚述也打败了叙利亚,
Syria also destroyed Syria,
但是没有把叙利亚这个国家整个树拔起来,
but they not uproot the whole land of Syria and take them with them.
为什么只有以色列北国呢?
Why just the northern kingdom?
所以他们得罪神以后,
after they sinned against God,
结果神就把他们掳到亚述去了,
so God took them and sent them to Assyria.
那挪到亚述什么地方呢?
Where did they, he send them?
就是巴旦亚兰的地方,
to Paddan Aram.
我们最近去过这一带的地方,
so recently we were visiting them.
你知道尤巴拉底河有一个支流叫做哈伯河,
now the Euphrates has like an outshoot, it's called the River Harbor.
所以这个尤巴拉底河跟哈伯河这个区域就叫做巴旦亚兰,
now between River Haber and this Euphrates, it forms a land called Paddan
Aram. 那个十个支派就被掳到哈伯河这个最北边的地方,
so the 10 tribes were deported to the northern part of this river.
那也靠近土耳其的地方,
so this is near Turkey.
这次我们也去到那一带的地方,
and we also went to that place.
你逛过去那一带, 那实在说来就当初后来十个支派他们所漂流的地方,
so those are also where the 10 tribes wandered.
后来他们从那里又搬到了阿富汗,
so from there they moved to Afghanistan.
所以在阿富汗里面有很多很多的地名跟那一带的巴达亚兰地名是一模一样的,
so if you notice that in Afghanistan many places are named just like the names in Pakistan.
比方说哈伯河,
for example, River Habor.
但是 Pass,
but there is also a Habor Pass in Afghanistan.
那个就是宾拉登躲的那个附近,
that's that area that Bin Laden hid.
所以不要忘记,
so don't forget.
这是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
为什么有 New York呢?
Why is it New York?
因为这些人从英国的 York过来的,
because they came from the York in England.
所以这些人从英国搬过来的,
so these came from York in England.
所以现在你就清楚了,
now you see that.
为什么阿富汗60个 tribe, 60个部落里面, 他们几乎他们的名字都是, 都是以色列的名字,
why amongst the 60 tribes in Afghanistan, many of them have the names of Israel,
10个支派的名字,
the names of the 10 tribes of Israel.
他们说他们是约瑟之子,
they said they're the sons of Joseph.
原因非常的简单,
it's very clear.
原因就是因为他们被掳到那一带去,
because they were deported to that area.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在我们清楚了,
so now we are clear.
你看见不只是雅各从 别示巴往哈兰走去,
not only did Jacob walk towards Haran,
后来他的后裔,
his descendants,
当他们得罪神的时候, 你看神也从来没有放松的,
God never let go of them.
雅各怎么到巴旦亚来,
however Jacob went to Paddan Aram,
他们的子孙也怎样到巴旦亚,
how his sons and daughters also went to Paddan Aram.
不光这样,
not only that,
后来以色列人被掳到巴比伦去,
so
两个支派掳到巴比伦去,
and then the two southern kingdom tribes were deported to Babylon.
他们走的路也是这一条路,
they also walked this way.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你知道,
now you see that,
雅各果然, 你看见果然神现在管教的手在他身上,
now the disciplining hand of God was upon Jacob.
不过有一件事是感谢主的,
but thank the Lord for one thing.
在这个管教的过程里面,
now in the process of this discipline,
你发现神在你做了一件非常积极的事,
you'll discover that God did a very positive work.
你读27章28章,
if you study chapter 27,
你非常的纳闷,
you're very confused.
你看以撒是糊涂的以撒,
you see Isaac was a very careless person.
他做错了事情,
he did the wrong thing.
你看见他, 结果居然给, 被他儿子骗去祝福,
so he was cheated by his son.
但是非常有意思, 哎，就在这一段，就在这一段圣经里面。
In this portion of the scripture,
你会注意到一件事。
You'll discover something.
这件事就是在人的软弱、人的失败中间。
That amongst the failure and weakness of man.
你看见神继续他的工作。
God will continue to do His work.
神的工作不因为人的失败而失败。
The work of God does not fail because of the failure of man.
那这里我们举出几个点来。
So we point out a few things.
我为什么要举出这几个点呢？
Why do I have to bring these few things?
因为否则你不会懂得28章那个梦。
Otherwise, you won't understand the dream in chapter 28.
我必须承认这样说。
I must admit this.
28章那个梦，我不知道读了多少次。
I don't know how many times I have studied the dream.
我也讲了多少次。
And I've spoken of it many times.
但是我要承认，我不懂的那个梦。
But I have to confess, I don't understand that.
因为我总觉得里面有一样东西，有一些东西连不起来的。
Because I feel that somehow those things cannot be connected.
完完全全连不起来的。
You cannot connect those things.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你把上上下午、上上下下的圣经好好读过的话。
But if you study the context of the passage,
然后你就会看见说
then you'll discover,
这个梦有它的意思
this dream has its reason,
这个前前后后有它的原因的
it has its reason.
那现在我想我要很快地提一点
let me mention something.
当你读这个希伯来书第11章的时候
when you study Hebrews chapter 11,
那里讲到信心的英雄
there it speaks about the heroes of faith.
那么讲到以撒因着信
It speaks about Isaac because of faith.
那弟兄姊妹，你想到以撒一生的故事。
You think about the whole life of Isaac.
你觉得他的信心的故事是什么
？What do you think is his life of faith?
如果是我的话，我就想到以撒献上。
If it's me, I think about how he offered himself.
你看他愿意一点都不挣扎。
He did not struggle.
其实以撒那个时候不是童，虽然中文写童子，其实已经十七八岁的。一高一大的男孩。
Probably is already 17 or 18 years old.
所以如果以撒不愿意的话，他不可能被父亲献上。
So if he was not willing, he would not be able to be offered up by his father.
所以如果我们来了解以撒的话
，So if we want to understand Isaac,
我们要说以撒因着信把自己献上。
We think that Isaac because of faith offered up himself.
没有。
He said no.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible didn't tell him.
以撒因着信
，This is Isaac because of faith.
就指着将来的事。
Pointed to the things of the future.
为以扫跟雅各祝福。
And blessed Jacob and Esau.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们信不来。
We cannot believe that.
以撒给以扫雅各祝福，他一生最糊涂的时候。
Because when Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau was when he was the most confused in his life.
圣经说以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见。
Because the Bible says that Isaac was old and his eyes were dim.
他外面看不见了，里面也看不见。
Couldn't see outwardly or inwardly.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly.
为什么圣经说以撒因着信？为看指着将来的事为以扫跟雅各祝福。
But why did the Bible say because of faith, Isaac was able to look at the things of the future and bless his son Isaac?
这就给我们一个原则。
This gives us a principle.
虽然以撒是做错了事。
Even though Isaac did something wrong.
但是稀奇的。
But amazingly.
圣经说以撒因着信。
The Bible says because of faith.
做了一件讨神喜悦的事。
There's something that was pleasing to the Lord.
我们完全糊涂了。
We are then confused.
所以我们读圣经一定要很小心。
So we have to be careful when we study the Bible.
一点都没有错。
Without a doubt.
当他被他儿子骗的时候。
When he was cheated by his son.
他为他祝福。
He blessed him.
你看见吗？这个祝福是错的。
This blessing is wrong.
这个你不能说因信祝福不能，你不能说因着信。
You can't say it was by faith.
他完全被骗了嘛。
He was cheated.
所以圣经是指着什么意思说的呢
？What was the Bible referring to?
那有一件事要记得。
There's one thing you have to.
当以撒为雅各祝福，他以为是以扫祝福的时候。
When Isaac was blessing Jacob and he thought he was blessing Esau.
他怎么说
？What did he say?
他说：“愿你做你弟兄的主，你母亲的儿子向你跪拜。”
Say, may you be your brother's Lord and your mother bow to you.
你明白这句话吗？
Now do you understand that?
当以撒为以扫祝福。
When Isaac was blessing Esau.
他以为是以扫。
He thought it was Esau.
现在要把祝福给他。
Now he was giving him the blessing.
所以虽然他被骗。
Even though he was cheated.
他心中他以为所祝福的是以扫。
His heart, he thought he was blessing Esau.
这个他是清楚的。
This he was clear.
但是我们说他里头是糊涂的。
But he was confused.
为什么里头是糊涂的？
Why was he confused?
很稀奇啊。
Very amazing.
当以扫跟以撒在母腹里面争斗的时候。
When Esau and Jacob, they were struggling in the womb.
神不是告诉过以撒吗？
Didn't God tell Isaac?
大的要服侍小的。
The older shall serve the younger.
这不是神的话吗？
Isn't this the word of God?
现在难道因为你年老了就糊涂了吗？
Is it because you're old now you're confused?
现在这个人明明你要祝福是大的。
So you knew that you were going to bless the old.
这个以扫明明是大的，怎么能够？如果你祝福是对的话，那么他怎么能够这个你的弟母亲的儿子向你跪拜呢
？So if the blessing was right, how could you your mother bow to you?
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers,
你看见这以撒在这个处完全做错了一件大错。
So Isaac did a terribly wrong thing.
神他做了一件和神的话完全相反的事。
He did what God said was completely opposite of what God said.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly.
等到后来以撒醒过来了。
When Isaac woke up.
这一回他知道。
Now he knew.
他上当了。
他
被他儿子骗了。
He was cheated by his...
他好等到以扫来的时候。
When Esau came.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他当他知道他做了错事以后。
After he knew he did something wrong.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly.
这个时候。他醒过来。
This time he woke up.
这个时候他一点都不糊涂。
Now he was no longer confused.
这个时候因着信。
Now because of faith.
为着他们两个兄弟祝福，你知道原因在哪里吗
？Bless the two of them. Why?
原因在哪里
？Why?
在这个时候。
Because at this time.
你看见他明白过来。
He was able to understand.
神的旨意是大的，要服侍小。
The purpose of God was that the older would serve the younger.
他本来错的话。
If he were wrong.
他可以改正那个错。
He could change that wrong.
但是弟兄姊妹，他明白了神的旨意。
After he understood the.
他因着信的缘故。
Because of faith.
他不能够违反神的旨意。
He cannot go against God's will.
他本来可以改变整个的事情的。
He could change the whole thing.
因为他是被骗的。
Because he was cheated.
那根基是个不义的根基。
It was an unrighteous base.
他可以。整个就改变过来。
但是
弟兄姊妹
sisters,
这个时候你看见以撒他因着信
At this time, Isaac, because of faith,
他知道那个不是神的旨意
He knew that that was not the purpose of God.
所以在这个时候
so because of that,
他也为以扫祝福
He also blessed Esau.
他已经为雅各祝福过了
He blessed Jacob already.
那么不要忘记
Now,
圣经特别说这指的将来的事
The Bible said, referring to the things of the future.
这个将来什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就是大的要服侍小的。
That the older shall serve the younger.
所以在这件事情上
，So on this matter,
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see that?
虽然以撒是糊涂了
，Even though Isaac was confused.
等到他醒过来的时候
，After he woke up.
他明白的时候
，After he understood.
他信心又逢上来了
，His faith came back.
现在他能够与神站在一边。
So now he could stand on the same side as God.
因为从第一天开始
，So because from the first day,
神的预言大的就是要服侍小的。
Prophecy was that the older was going to serve the younger.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
这是糊涂的雅各，糊涂的以撒。
This was a confused Isaac.
但是慢慢的，
but slowly,
你看见等到后来听说他的儿子要追杀雅各。
But when he heard that his son was chasing after Isaac,
然后利伯加又对以撒说，因为这个因为以扫娶了两个赫人的妻子。心里非常的愁烦。
And Rebecca also told Isaac that Esau had married two foreigners, and Isaac was very.
所以等到雅各要离开的时候。
So when Jacob was going to leave.
以撒把他叫来了。
Isaac called Jacob.
而且给他祝福。
And blessed him.
那这次以撒是清楚的。
Now this time Jacob was.
因为你看他对于以撒与雅各的祝福。
Because now you see the blessing he gave to Jacob.
你就知道是和神永远的旨意连在一起。
Now it had much to do with the eternal purpose of God.
这里他提到全能的神。
Here it talks about the Almighty God.
这里提到亚伯拉罕的福。
It talks about the blessing of Abraham.
这里讲到亚伯拉罕的地，赐给亚伯拉罕的地。
It speaks about the land.Given to Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？现在以撒眼睛明亮了。
Now the Isaac of Isaac.
雅各要走以前，他给雅各的祝福是清楚的。
Before Jacob left, the blessing gave Jacob
非常清楚的。
It was very clear.
你记不记得神对亚伯拉罕说：“我是全能的神。
”Remember God said to Abraham, "I am the Almighty God."
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
下面接着说。
Next to that,
你要做完全人。
You will become a perfect man.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在以撒仿佛对雅各说。
Now, this Isaac was saying to Jacob,
你现在一样都不完全。
None of you.
你骗了你父亲的祝福。
You cheated the blessing of your father.
你一点的见证也没有。
You have no testimony.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神是全能的神，
God,
全能的神。
Almighty God.
你要做完全人。
You have to be a complete man.
那在这个时候，
At this time,
你看见吗？雅各就把以撒就把什么呢？就把。这个神对亚伯拉罕的应许再说一遍。
So Isaac once again repeated the promise to Abraham to Jacob.
以撒再把神和亚伯拉罕所立的约
再重申一遍。
Isaac reiterated the covenant that God had with Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，讲到神和亚伯拉罕所立的约。
So when you speak about the covenant between God,
那就代表神的旨意。
It represents the purpose of God.
代表神心中有一个工作要做。
It represents that there's a work in the heart of God.
那么弟兄姊妹，就在这一段话里面。
In this portion.
你知道出现了一个字，很重要的字。
There's a word that appeared that's very important.
很可以在中文里面完全看不出来。
It's a shame you can't see it in the Chinese.
所以你不知道读了多少遍。
Don't know how many times.
你会不会找出这一句来？
You won't find this phrase.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你如果明白这一句的话，
If you understand this phrase,
你就知道下面神的殿是指的什么来。
Then you know what does the house of God speak about.
为什么许多时候你读雅各的故事都不懂呢？
Why is it that you cannot understand the story of Jacob?
好像前面没有解释的。
As if there was no explanation.
忽然间就跳出神的殿来。
But then suddenly the house of God appears.
但是不。
But no.
你看圣经在这老早埋下伏笔了。
But now the Bible had already hidden something in the Word.
所以我们特别注意二十八章第三节。
So let us pay attention to chapter 28, verse 3.
愿全能的神赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为多族。
May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may become a company of people.
那弟兄姊妹，这中文叫做成为多族，你就不知道什么意思了。
So in the Chinese, you will not understand it.
但这里面有一个句子是后来一直用、一直用、一直用的。
But then there's a phrase that was used repeatedly afterwards.
以色列在旷野的时候
，When Israel was in the desert,
全会众聚在神的面前。
The whole congregation gathered before God.
你记得那句话 ，congregation 全会众聚在那。
That word congregation was there.
那么到了这个会众这个字啊
，This word congregation
是希伯来文
，It's Hebrew.
但是呢。它和希腊文有一个字是相当的。
It is equivalent to a word in the Greek.
我们怎么知道那个字呢
？How do we know that word?
非常清楚的。
It's very clear.
你记不记得有一次斯蒂凡怎么说呢
？Remember what did Stephen say when?
他讲到旧约的历史的时候。
He said when he talked about the Old Testament history.
他有一个字在中文叫做旷野的会。
It talks about the gathering in the desert.
那不要忘记啊。那个字会在原文是旷野中的教会。
So actually in the original that speaks about the church in the desert.
而那个教会就是我要把我的教会建造在这磐石的那个教会是同样一个字的。
It's the same word as the word used in I will build my church, that word.
所以弟兄姊妹为什么斯蒂凡用这个字呢
?So why did Stephen use that word?
是到了五旬节的时候教会才诞生。
Now, during the Pentecost, the church was born.
所以在旧约根本教会还没有的。
So in the Old Testament, there was no church.
但是教会的预表已经产生。
But there was a type of the church.
教会的图片已经出现了。
There's a picture of the church.
所以当以色列人在旷野里聚集的时候。
So when the people of Israel gathered in the desert.
神说我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
So,God said that I called out my child from Egypt.
所以这个 congregation 是被蒙召出来的会众。
So this is a congregation that has been called out.
那么在希腊文里面
，So in the Greek，
教会什么意思呢
？What does the church mean？
就是被召出来的会众聚集在一起的。
It is nothing but the called out ones gathered together.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers，
相当于教会这个字在新旧约里面叫做会众。
Now, in the Old Testament, it's the equivalent word to the word church in the Greek.
它的预表是预表教会的。
It's a type of the church.
那这般的会众。
Now, this congregation.
神住在他们中间。
God dwells in their midst.
神见证的帐幕在他们中间。
And the testimony of tabernacle was in their midst.
神与他们同在。
God was present with them.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你很清楚了。
Now you become clear.
他们预表什么
？What do they represent?
就预表今天基督住在他的教会中。
It represents that Christ is dwelling in them.
所以在旧约里面是以色列会众。经过旷野。
So in the Old Testament, the congregation went through the desert.
在新约乃是教会经过大而可畏的旷野。
In the New Testament, it's the church going through the great and terrible.
我们都是蒙召出来会众聚在一起的。
We are all the called out ones gathered together.
这叫做什么
？What does that mean?
在希腊文叫做教会。
In the Greek, it's the word church.
但是相当于这个希腊文的希伯来文呢，就是会众。
But equivalent word in the Old Testament in Hebrew is congregation.
那么弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
第一次会众出现在哪里呢
？Where is the first time that the word congregation?
第一次 congregation 相当于教会这个字就出现在哪里呢
？Where is the first time that the word congregation equivalent to the church appears?
就是出现在创世纪第二十八章。
And that occurs in chapter 28.
这里怎么说呢
？In verse 3.
愿全能的神赐福给你。
May God God Almighty bless you.
使你生养众多。
And make you fruitful and multiply you.
成为蒙召的会众。
That you may become a congregation of people.
所以弟兄姊妹现在你明白吗
Now you understand?
这里给我们看见不光是散的不是
It's not just a scattered people.
这个实在说来就是后来教会的预表
So this became the type of the church.
如果神住在他百姓中间的话
If God dwells amongst his people,
弟兄姊妹现在你能懂了
Now you understand.
在雅各的时候还没有他的后裔
Now during the time of Jacob there was no his descendant.
但他的后裔都在他的腰中都在他的身中
But his descendants were all in his loins.
弟兄姊妹当他看见天梯的时候
When he saw the heavenly ladder,
他说耶和华正在这里
That Jehovah is here.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that?
神乐意和雅各同在
God is willing to dwell with Jacob.
就好像后来神乐意住在他的百姓中间一样
Just like God was willing to dwell amongst his people.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
在28章
Chapter 28,
有四样的东西都是第一次出现
There are four things that appear for the first time.
不要忘记了
Don't forget.
这就解释了全本圣经
This explains the whole Bible.
在旧约里面
In the Old Testament.
如果你讲到旷野中的教会
If you speak about the church in the wilderness.
第一次出现的
The first time it appears.
就是以撒对于雅各的祝福
Is when Isaac blessed Jacob.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
因着这个缘故
Because of this.
他出去了
So then he went.
然后他下面做了这个梦
Then he had a dream.
然后这里讲的神的殿
He speaks about the house of God.
是第一次的
The first time.
这里的柱子
The pillar.
也是第一次的
The first time.
这里的院
The vow
也是第一次
It's also the first time.
所以弟兄姊妹
The brothers and sisters.
现在慢慢慢慢你看见光就来了
Slowly you see the light come.
现在你看见这些慢慢的就连在一起了
So these can now be connected together.
你光看见雅各的故事
If you only see the story of Jacob.
如果你不知道将来神在雅各身上的工作和旨意
If you don't know the work and purpose of God in Jacob.
所以很清楚的
Then clearly.
弟兄姊妹这个梦
This dream
应该是门徒们所做的吗
Ought to be the dream of the disciples.
那么这个做梦的人呢
Now the one who was dreaming
都像雅各一样
They're all like Jacob.
凭着我们自己
According to ourselves
我们不可能产生柱子
We cannot produce pillars.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你明白吗
Now you understand.
在摩利亚山上的故事
The story of Mount Moriah.
这里给我们看见
This shows us.
耶路撒冷开始了
Jerusalem began.
因为每年他们三次要到耶路撒冷去过节
So every year three times they were going Go to Jerusalem.
他们走的那一条路叫做西安的大道。
The way that they walk was the way of Zion.
第一次西安的大道。
The first time the way of Zion.
就是亚伯拉罕从别是巴一直到耶路撒冷。
It's when Abraham went from Beersheba to Jerusalem.
结果他把以撒献上了。
So then he offered Isaac.
然后他所有的子孙们。
And all his descendants.
每年三次要到耶路撒冷去。
Every time three times a year went into Jerusalem.
他们手里不可以空手的。
Their hands couldn't be empty.
他们要带着迦南最好的土。
They have to bring the best produce of Canaan.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
他们在神面前献上的时候
When they offered it before God,
都是迦南最好的
It's always the best in Canaan.
好像亚伯拉罕把以撒献上一样
As if Abraham offered Isaac.
所以后来以色列亚伯拉罕后裔所做的事就是亚伯拉罕所做的事
So the descendants of Abraham, what they did was what Abraham did.
他们到哪里做这个事
Where did they do such a thing?
到耶路撒冷
They went to Jerusalem.
所以耶路撒冷是每年三次他们要去的地方
So Jerusalem was where they went three times
那耶路撒冷怎么开始的
But how did Jerusalem begin?
最早怎么开始
How did it begin?
如果没有亚伯拉罕把以撒献上
If Abraham didn't offer Isaac
如果他没有第一次走那个西安的大道
If he did not walk the way of Zion first
怎么会有后来的西安大道呢
How would that be the way of Zion?
所以弟兄姊妹感谢主
Thank the Lord
你看见讲到神的城
When you speak about the city of God
是从亚伯拉罕身上开始的
It starts from Abraham
但是不止如此
Not only that
不止神是亚伯拉罕的神
God is not just the God
也是雅各的以撒的神
Also God of Isaac
更是雅各的神
and also God of Jacob.
为什么
Why?
因为讲到雅各的时候
When you speak about Jacob,
这里讲到旷野中的教会
Here it speaks about the church in the
讲到雅各的时候
When you speak about Jacob,
这里讲到神的殿
speaks about the
讲到雅各的时候
Speak about Jacob.
这里讲的伯特利
Speaks about Bethel.
弟兄姊妹 这里不只是雅各的神
This is not just the God of Jacob.
后来神对雅各怎么显现呢
How did God appear to Jacob?
他怎么告诉雅各呢
What did he say to Jacob?
他说我是伯特利的神
He said I am the God of Bethel.
弟兄姊妹，伯特利就是神的家的意思。
That's what speaks about the house.
所以但愿主对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us.
给我们看见。
To show us.
当我们看见天开的时候
When we see the heavens open,
我们所遇见的神
The God we meet,
乃是伯特利的神
It is the God of Bethel.
所有的故事
All the stories,
怎样发生在雅各身上
How it happened in the life of Jacob,
也要发生在我们
will also happen in us.
他在雅各身上怎么做
However, he did in Jacob,
他在我们身上也照样要做我们今天的时间已经没有了我们明天会继续
so tomorrow we'll continue.
我们低头祷告
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话继续带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring these words before you.
我们承认我们是拙口笨舌的人。
So we feel, Lord, that we cannot utter the words correctly.
我们不知道怎样把你的话语送出去。
We don't know how to share forth your word.
靠着你的恩典，靠着你的圣灵。
By your grace, by your Holy Spirit.
求你继续的工作。
May you continue to work.
但愿开我们每一个人的眼睛。
May you open all of our eyes.
给我们看见你今天怎么在我们身上工作。
To show us how you want to do work in us.
像我们这样毫无希望的雅各。
We who are hopeless like Jacob.
我们这虫雅各
were such worms, Jacob.
你能把我们变成一只蝴蝶
you may transform us into a
从雅各能变成以色列
and we may become, go from Jacob to Israel.
你能在我们身上产生柱子
you may produce pillars,
产生你自己的见证
produce your own testimony.
我们只好向你低头下拜
we just have to bow and worship.
把敬拜爱戴都归给你
give you thanks and praise.
靠主耶稣基督的圣的名
In Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
马太十六章